Anything unique or unusual?
She's afraid that the rate of snapping might be accelerating, Connie said. They're not having any luck at all with Sathya Sar. They've often been reduced to sedating him at times, and Master Silgal says they're actually getting low on supplies. She'll be getting another order in shortly, but she's concerned.
Accelerating? Perhaps we're just now starting to get reports from elsewhere, now that we know what to look for.
Even as he said it, he could hear the hope in his voice. It might be true, or Silgal's concern might be warranted. Only time would tell.
Have her come in to talk to me personally when she has a moment,
he told Connie, who dutifully wrote down the request. There were a few other items of import. Certain worlds were asking for Jedi aid in various skirmishes, or in two cases, in potential uprisings designed to overthrow governments that were deemed harsh and unduly cruel. When Connie mentioned an underground organization that seemed to span several worlds, something called the Freedom Flight, whose purpose was to eradicate slavery throughout the galaxy, Hamner sighed inwardly. He was reminded harshly of Sar and his report on surviving slavery practices. More than ever, he wished the rather dour Chev was well to hear that the cause about which he cared so passionately was gaining support. He would bring up the request at the next Masters meeting, but he did not think that it was possible at this time to grant any request for resources or public support. He knew some would want to, but felt certain that, given the current situation with Dalla, cooler heads would prevail. Finally, two cups of caff later, Connie had finished her briefing.
I'll notify Master Silgal that you wish to see her and continue monitoring the trial, Connie said. And I've heard back from all the Masters but two that they'll be present for the meeting later today. Will there be anything else?
Yes, Hamner said. You go right to the Room of 1,000 Fountains when you're done talking to Master Silgal.
She gave him a tired grin, finished her caff, and left. Hamner eased his chair back, resting his eyes for a moment, collecting his thoughts. A chiming sound from his comlink caused him to open his eyes again, slightly irritated.
Hamner,
he said.
Master Hamner,
came a female voice. He sat up quickly in his chair.
Chief of State Dalla, he said.
I'm sure you're surprised to hear from me.
I confess that I am. Usually it's your Chief of Staff, Wynne Dorvan, I hear from.
I decided to go right to the source. I've got a lot on my plate, Kenth, and I know you do too. We can stop this little tug of war dead in its tracks. No more intermediaries, no more press releases or photo opportunities, no more dancing around the issue. You know what I want, and you know why I want it.
Yes, Admiral,
he said, keeping things formal.
I know who you want, and all the reasons you've given me for wanting him. Sathya Sar is a Chev, and therefore has been property for most of his life. Do him the courtesy of referring to him as a person, not a thing, please, whether or not he's mentally ill.
Come off it, Hamner. Don't play the semantics game. You know what I meant. I want Sar, and I want Ultamic.
You're not going to get them. No one trusts you anymore, Dalla. Do you not understand that? Make a show of good faith. Earn our trust again. If this little tug of war is bothering you so much, then you have the ability to end it.
There was a pause.
So do you. Right now. Before things get so bad, you'd give a great deal to be having this conversation again.
There was something in her voice that chilled him.
I do not respond well to threats, Admiral. Nor do the Solos. Nor will the other Jedi. I must ask you to prove your innocence and trustworthiness. Otherwise, we have nothing to discuss.
That's terribly unfortunate. You say you represent the Jedi. I hope you represent the families of the Jedi as well when you say that. Goodbye, Master Hamner.
He opened his mouth to speak, but she had gone. Nor would she respond when he and Connie attempted to raise her. Not even Wynne Dorvan would speak with him. The best Hamner could do was talk to the flustered-sounding female, who said,
"I'm awfully sorry, sir, but the Chief of State has left me explicit orders that neither she nor Wynne Dorvin are to be interrupted."
He stood for a moment, calming himself. Then he looked down at his comlink and called Connie.
"Summon the Masters. Immediately. The meeting's been moved up, and I need everyone there."